Hello and welcome to this AAT podcast about accelerating your CPD through coaching. My name is Tracy Sinclair and I'm a corporate coach and professional development consultant. I have been working with the AAT staff, branch network and members for the last 15 years. During this recording, there may be an opportunity for you to complete an exercise for yourself or take a little time for thinking or making some notes. Therefore, please feel free to pause the recording at any relevant point for this purpose. During this recording, we will cover the following areas. We will talk about what coaching is and how do I find a coach? How much does it cost? What happens next? And how can I get the best out of my coaching? As you focus on your CPD, it's worth looking beyond more obvious activities such as courses or reading. Of all of the personal and professional development techniques to have emerged in the last century, coaching is one of the newest, the fastest growing and most effective. So what is coaching? There are many definitions of coaching. However, it is essentially the process of helping an individual or group to achieve and maximise their potential, whether in their professional or personal life, or both. Coaching is not like therapy or counselling. It is about taking charge of your career and of your life. It focuses on where you are now and helps you to get to where you want to be. Coaching is also different from mentoring and consulting. The coach assumes that you are the expert on your life and your work, and that you have the inner resources to achieve your goals. The coach therefore does not advise or direct. They use their coaching expertise and understanding of human behaviour to work with you as a partnership. This creates a supportive, motivational and focused relationship, helping you access those resources and move towards professional and personal fulfillment. What's in it for me? Well, coaching leads to improved decision making, job satisfaction, and work-life balance. You should gain the confidence and motivation to consistently improve your performance and achieve personal and professional aspirations. One coaching client put it like this: coaching kept me on track and allowed me to focus. I used my coaching time for checking in and identifying actions to move me forwards. It enabled me to get clear on what I want and to achieve and then build strategies to get there, addressing the blocks along the way. Could you enjoy these benefits? Well, the first thing to ask yourself is, how serious am I about my own personal and professional growth and development? Am I prepared to make this a priority and invest time and money into making it happen? How much do I really want to succeed? If your answer to these questions is very, yes, and a lot, then coaching could be for you. How do you find a coach? Coaching is not yet regulated in this country, and so at the moment, anyone can call themselves a coach. It is therefore very useful to find the right person to work with you. The International Coach Federation, the ICF, is a highly regarded professional association for personal and business coaches with over 10,500 members worldwide. It helps people find the right coach for their needs through its coaching referral service. There are also other well-regarded coaching bodies, like the Association for Coaching, for example, who offer similar services. Training, continued development and membership of a recognised professional body are all signs of a good coach. But ultimately, the foundation for a good coaching relationship is rapport. You should therefore speak to different coaches to assess who you could work with best. Discuss their personal approach, their qualifications, their experience and professional membership, alongside costs and how the coaching would work in practice with you. How much does coaching cost? Coaching fees can range from £50 to well over £500 per hour, depending on the qualifications and the experience of the coach that you work with. Costs also vary between personal and professional coaching, with fees for professional coaching being at the higher end of the scale. What happens next? Coaching relationships should be flexible to meet each client's needs. In most cases, there will be an induction session for the coach to find out more about you and establish with you your coaching goals. Coaching tends to work best on a regular, consistent and ongoing basis, so it often takes the form of weekly 30-minute telephone sessions, for example. Increasingly, coaching is conducted by telephone, allowing even greater flexibility. Face-to-face coaching sessions can also be undertaken, often lasting between 1 to 3 hours each time. How can I get the best out of my coaching? There are some important steps to maximise your return on the time and money that you invest in coaching. Consider what you want to cover and how you want your coach to support you before each session. Make clear requests. Introduce important issues first and keep chit-chat to a minimum. After each session, take some time to reflect and capture the insights that it brought out. And finally, take responsibility for your own development and feed back to your coach on how to support you best moving forwards. This concludes the podcast on accelerating your CPD through coaching. I do hope you have found this useful, and thank you very much for listening.